Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for Wednesday, August 18th, 2010. Palestinians protest seizure of land for security zone in Gaza, and Israeli forces invade two West Bank towns. These stories and more, coming up, stay tuned. In the Gaza Strip, Palestinian farmers, along with international supporters, held a nonviolent demonstration protesting the creation of a security buffer zone on their farmland. The protest took place on the outskirts of the town of Beit Hanun in the northern Gaza Strip. As the marchers drew near to the nearly declared, quote, security buffer zone, end quote, 150 meters away from the border fence, Israeli soldiers began to fire toward them. No injuries were reported. Some demonstrators cut apart the rolls of barbed wire that had been placed by the Israeli military to mark the edge of the buffer zone. In the West Bank, Israeli forces attacked the East Jerusalem town of Abadis and the southern West Bank city of Hebron in two separate invasions Wednesday morning to search for men listed on the army's, quote, wanted, end quote, list. According to local sources, Israeli troops moved into the Palestinian town of Abadis and seized two Palestinian men from their homes in the early morning hours of Wednesday. In a separate invasion, Israeli troops moved into the town of Hebron in the southern West Bank and abducted one man from his home. Palestinians have long criticized the, quote, wanted, end quote, list used by the military to round up suspects, saying that informants are the main source of information for who gets on the list, and the informants are extremely unreliable and prone to corruption and revenge. Many Palestinians who are listed as, quote, wanted, end quote, have never had any affiliation with any armed group, but may have been listed by an informant because of a personal or family grudge. In other developments, for the third time in less than a month, Israeli occupation forces have handed house demolition orders to all the inhabitants of the village of Farsia. Just under a month ago, the Israeli authorities demolished 120 buildings before returning 2 weeks ago to demolish another six Palestinian homes, as well as those that were built after the first round of demolitions. The Israeli military is facing criticism for their lackluster response to the posting of controversial photos by a former Israeli soldier on her Facebook page. The photos were posted by Aden Abergil and show her smiling, posing next to bound and blindfolded Palestinian men. The Facebook album was entitled, quote, Israeli Defense Force, the best time of my life, end quote. Some Palestinians have compared the photos to those of U.S. soldiers posing in front of tortured prisoners at Abu Ghraib prison in Iraq. But the Israeli army says this comparison is unfair because, according to the spokesman, the prisoners in question were not tortured. Thank you for joining us from Occupied Bethlehem. You have been listening to Palestine Today from the International Middle East Media Center. For constant updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. This report has been brought to you by Dina Awad and Hussam Qassis.